Deck the halls with boughs of holly, the piped-in free decorating advice goes at this time of year. Fa-la-la-la-la. Please note that it's holly that's suggested. Nothing about a blow-up Homer Simpson Santa Claus, nothing about lighted Christmas penguins, or even a quiet trio of plastic carolers, no siree. As it turns out, the whole deck with holly song doesn't just sound nice, it's also sound legal advice. Because if you stray far beyond holly, it's possible that that lump in your stocking could have a nuisance abatement action wrapped around it. Here's what I mean. You've probably already realized, thanks to various media outlets, that some people go all out to decorate for the holidays each year. There are TV shows, for example, in which people actually brag about the jump in their electric bills, because it takes a lot of juice to power the icicle lights, the mechanical figures, and the music piped into the display for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. It's lovely. And then you think of the neighborhood. It's those neighbors whom the law seeks to protect through a tort known as nuisance. Just ask those who live next to what a court called a massive and commercial-sized display of Christmas lights, 2.6 million lights to be exact, that attracted not a few wise men, but hordes of sightseers in Little Rock, Arkansas a few years back. The display led to traffic congestion and backup, pedestrian traffic and trespassing, car accidents, and so much mess that authorities worried that emergency vehicles could not make it through. Ditto with a Glendale, California homeowner's Santa's Village, a display on his lawn featuring what a court called a myriad of lights, displays, rooftop snow, and other items meant to attract the public and resulting in noise, noxious fumes and odors, and a light invasion so great so as to create a public nuisance. So both courts ordered that the decorators substantially reduce the size of their displays. The Christmas fanatics argued in response that the Constitution gave them the right to display as they saw fit. But that argument went about as far as an old piece of tinsel. In Little Rock the very next year, the Christmas decorators reduced their holiday display by placing lights at 4-inch intervals instead of 1-inch. But the judge didn't budge an inch and held the decorators liable for contempt of court for disregarding the order to limit their illuminating massive displays. And talk about coal in one's stocking. The court even ordered the homeowner to jail, but then in a spurt of holiday giving, suspended all 10 days of his jail sentence. So do deck those halls with boughs of holly, but to maintain your jolly, you just might want to leave it at that. I'm Amy Guida.